Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Saturday, March 22, 2025.
White House reviews downsizing plans. The White House has revealed plans to assess federal agency downsizing, which could lead to potential layoffs of thousands of government workers. President Trump has instructed these agencies to submit their proposals by March 13, 2025. Aiming to simplify what he calls an overly large and inefficient federal government. While the review is set to conclude by the end of September 2025, critics argue that the process lacks organization and may not achieve the promised savings. These layoffs could result in more people out of work and less money being spent, raising concerns about the impact on public services and the economy. As this situation develops, the effects on workers and communities remain a significant worry.
Badar Khan Suri's detention and deportation battle. Badar Khan Suri, a graduate student from Georgetown University in India, was caught in a legal battle after immigration agents detained him outside his home in Arlington, Virginia, on March 18, 2025. The Trump administration is trying to deport him, claiming he spread propaganda for Hamas, a Palestinian militant group. Suri's attorney, Hassan Ahmad, firmly rejects these accusations, stating that Suri has never made pro-Hamas or anti-Semitic comments and calls the detention outrageous. A federal judge in Virginia has temporarily stopped Suri's deportation, ruling he cannot be removed from the U.S. without a court order. The American Civil Liberties Union of Virginia, represented by attorney Sophia Gregg, supports Suri, viewing the judge's decision as a positive outcome. Complicating the situation, Suri is married to a U.S. citizen and has three children in Virginia, while his father-in-law, Ahmed Youssef, lives in Gaza and previously worked with Hamas. The Trump administration is also attempting to deport two others involved in protests against the Gaza conflict at Columbia University. Civil rights advocates criticize these actions as punitive measures against those exercising their right to free speech. The administration's stance is further highlighted by the cancellation of about $400 million in federal grants to Columbia University, drawing sharp criticism from civil rights leaders.
Germany approves major spending package. Germany's Bundesrat has just approved a groundbreaking spending package of 500 billion euros aimed at boosting the economy and strengthening military capabilities. This substantial fund will focus on infrastructure projects and ease strict borrowing rules that have limited government spending for years. As Germany faces economic challenges, including 2 years of decline, Chancellor-in-waiting Friedrich Merz emphasized the urgency of this legislation, citing international concerns regarding Russia and China. The outgoing parliament rushed the approval to avoid delays from newly elected members of the Bundestag, who will convene on March 25, 2025. This move marks a significant shift from the debt brake, a rule designed to ensure fiscal responsibility that critics now see as outdated. The passage of this spending package is viewed as a major victory for Merz and his coalition, setting the stage for a more proactive fiscal approach in Germany.
Heathrow Airport disruption due to fire. Heathrow Airport in London faced a dramatic disruption on March 21, 2025, when a fire erupted at a nearby electrical substation, leading to a major power loss. Experts estimate that the aviation industry could lose about £20 million, or around $26 million, each day because of this incident. Travel consultant Paul Charles highlighted the urgent need for better emergency planning, noting this is the largest disruption since the Icelandic ash cloud in 2010. On the day of the outage, only a few flights were scheduled to relocate aircraft, with full operations expected to resume on March 22. However, analysts warn that the effects of this closure could impact travelers and airlines for days to come.
Controversy over Chinese students in U.S. universities. John Molinar, chair of the U.S. House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party, has ignited a heated debate by asking for detailed information about Chinese students in advanced science and technology programs at major U.S. universities like Carnegie Mellon and Stanford. He worries that the Chinese government could be using these students to access sensitive technology, calling the student visa system a Trojan horse for Beijing. In response, Mao Ning, spokesperson for China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, criticized Molinar's request, urging the U.S. to respect the rights of Chinese students, who make up about 25% of all foreign students in the country and play a vital role in the economy. Molinar's inquiry follows a proposal by Representative Riley Moore for the Stop CCP Visas Act, aimed at limiting Chinese citizens from obtaining study visas in the U.S. This proposal faces strong opposition and is unlikely to pass, with critics comparing it to the historical Chinese Exclusion Act.
PBOC strengthens forex market amid economic challenges. The People's Bank of China, or PBOC, has unveiled bold plans to boost the foreign exchange market as it faces ongoing economic challenges. After a recent meeting, the PBOC decided to lower banks' reserve requirements and interest rates to enhance monetary policy effectiveness. While early 2025 showed moderate growth, issues like lacking domestic demand and hidden risks persist. Tariff hikes from U.S. President Donald Trump have added pressure on Chinese policymakers. The central bank is committed to maintaining a stable Chinese yuan, currently valued at about 14 cents, while ensuring ample cash flow and reducing financing costs. To support investment in technology and encourage consumer spending, the PBOC is exploring new monetary policy tools. With benchmark lending rates steady for 5 months, the implications for consumers and businesses in China could be significant as the economy navigates these turbulent waters.
U.S. Treasury lifts sanctions on Tornado Cash. The U.S. Treasury has removed economic sanctions against Tornado Cash, a cryptocurrency service linked to laundering over $7 billion for North Korean hackers and other cybercriminals. These sanctions were first imposed in 2022 by the Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control, or OFAC, after it found that Tornado Cash helped launder funds from cybercrimes, including $455 million stolen by the Lazarus Group, a North Korean hacking organization. In November 2023, a U.S. appeals court ruled that OFAC had exceeded its authority, although the sanctions were still in place at that time. The decision to lift the sanctions comes after a review of legal and policy issues in the fast-changing tech landscape. Despite this change, the Treasury Department remains concerned about North Korea's state-sponsored hacking and money laundering. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent stressed the need to protect the digital asset industry to maintain U.S. leadership in cryptocurrency. Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump is pushing for reforms in U.S. cryptocurrency policies, having recently signed an executive order to create a strategic reserve of cryptocurrencies. The lifting of these sanctions opens up a new debate about the future of cryptocurrency regulation in the U.S. and its impact on international relations, especially with North Korea.
Challenges for India's IT sector amid U.S. economic uncertainty. A recent report from Bengaluru reveals serious hurdles for India's information technology sector as economic uncertainty looms in the U.S. Analysts expect the sector to struggle in fiscal year 2026, with many companies facing weak optional spending on IT projects. Major players like Tata Consultancy Services, Wipro, Infosys, and HCL Tech have seen stock prices drop significantly this year. Without big contracts, revenue growth is projected to be around 4%, similar to last year. While some areas like banking and healthcare show signs of recovery, many clients are taking a cautious approach, delaying or canceling new contracts. The Indian IT sector is crucial for the economy, and it's vital for stakeholders to manage these challenges effectively.
E3 calls for ceasefire in Gaza. On March 21, 2025, the foreign ministers of Germany, France, and Britain, known as the E3, urgently called for a ceasefire in Gaza. They stressed the critical need for Israel to restore access to aid, ensuring that civilians receive essential services like water, electricity, and medical care. The ministers expressed deep concern over the heartbreaking toll on innocent lives and urged Hamas to release Israeli hostages. They emphasized that military action won't bring peace and that a lasting ceasefire is vital for stability. Additionally, they called for a thorough investigation into a recent incident involving the United Nations Office for Project Services in Gaza. The E3's united stance highlights the pressing need for diplomatic efforts to alleviate the humanitarian crisis.
FCC investigates Chinese telecom firms. Tensions are escalating as the Federal Communications Commission, or FCC, investigates 9 major Chinese telecom companies, including Huawei, ZTE, and China Telecom. This inquiry aims to uncover whether these firms are trying to bypass U.S. restrictions designed to protect national security. All these companies are on the FCC's covered list, which identifies threats to U.S. safety. Chair Carr has raised concerns that they might still be operating in the U.S., potentially evading existing rules. To gather information, the FCC has issued letters of inquiry and at least one subpoena. This investigation is part of a larger effort to enhance the security of the Border Gateway Protocol, crucial for managing global internet traffic. Previous reports indicated that China Telecom misdirected U.S. internet traffic several times, highlighting ongoing conflicts between the U.S. and China in the tech sector. What could this mean for the future of technology and security?
Tether's audit and future in cryptocurrency. Tether, the creator of the world's largest stablecoin, is negotiating with a major accounting firm from the Big Four, PricewaterhouseCoopers, Ernst & Young, Deloitte or KPMG, to finally conduct an audit of its reserves. CEO Paolo Ardoino stresses that this audit is essential, especially with former U.S. President Donald Trump backing cryptocurrency. Tether has issued over $140 billion in its cryptocurrency USDT, claiming each token is backed by assets tied to the U.S. dollar. While Tether provides quarterly reports, a full audit has been lacking. Recently, Simon McWilliams was appointed as Chief Financial Officer to lead these efforts. In 2024, Tether purchased more than $33.1 billion in U.S. Treasury bills, becoming the 7th largest buyer of U.S. government debt. As of December 31, Tether held over $94 billion in Treasury bills and more than $108 million in cash and bank deposits, according to BDO Italia. Most of these Treasury bills are with Cantor Fitzgerald, a Wall Street brokerage whose former CEO, Howard Lutnick, now serves as Trump's Commerce Secretary. What does this mean for the future of stablecoins?
IMF's $20 billion loan proposal for Argentina. The International Monetary Fund, or IMF, is eyeing a $20 billion loan to help Argentina tackle its tough economic landscape. This financial support comes as the country faces significant challenges, including dwindling foreign currency reserves due to years of overspending. The IMF is considering a 4-year plan that includes about 15 billion special drawing rights, which is roughly $20.4 billion. Recently, Argentina's government issued a decree to streamline negotiations with the IMF, aiming to boost the central bank's reserves and ease capital controls. The repayment plan spans 10 years, with a grace period of 4.5 years. Argentina is the IMF's largest borrower, having entered into 22 loan programs and still repaying a previous $44 billion loan from 2022. IMF spokesperson Julie Kozak mentioned that progress is being made toward a new agreement, but it will need the approval of the IMF executive board. Understanding Argentina's financial situation is crucial as the nation continues to deal with inflation and debt defaults.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.